Chapter 3. The Land of Welts. "Is this another planet?" Ethan asked, with his eyes wide open with surprise and curiosity. Ethan noticed a flicker of sparkle coming from his skin as he slowly raised his arms, revealing his skin glowing bright white. The hills were blue. He looked down the hill and saw a beautiful, crystal-clear pond. It was a hot day, and Ethan needed to cool off and clean the mud and tree leaves off himself and his hair. Approaching the crystal-clear pond, he tested the water by dipping his big toe in first. It looked and felt like a warm bath, so Ethan decided to jump in the pond to take a swim. Ethan thought he was in heaven at first, as he began swimming around the pond and diving deep in the warm water. He opened his eyes underwater and noticed a fish, but it was a strange-looking fish with the glowing white face of a man. Ethan suddenly became worried and afraid of the creature in the water, not knowing or understanding where he was. He jumped out of the pond in shock at seeing a strange-looking fish in the water. "Hey," a voice suddenly came out of nowhere and startled Ethan just as he exited the pond. Ethan jumped and turned swiftly. A man with a glowing white face stood before him on the pond's edge and had the same bright white complexion as the fish in the pond. Smiling with a concerned look, he questioned Ethan, "Are you new here in town, son?" he asked. The man was wearing a plaid shirt with the name tag that said, "Looksy." "Hey," he said, looking concerned, "you better get your name tag on, young man. Oh, here it is. I see your name is Ethan," he said with a big smile. "Nice name. Let's pin it on your shirt so it won't get lost. I don't know where I am. This is my first time being here, and I have never been here before. Why are we all glowing, and why is the fish in the pond glowing with a man's face on it?" "It looks like your face." Ethan had many more questions flowing through his mind, feeling slightly confused. The man explained, "We are glowing because we all look the same. You have the same face that I do. The animals all have the same face as we do. You are in the land of Welts. Welcome to Welts, my new friend." Ethan looked confused, nervous, and puzzled. He asked the strange man, "Welts? What's that?" The man grinned and answered, "Where everyone looks the same." "Wow! That's amazing!" Ethan excitedly exclaimed, "I made a wish, and now it looks like it came true. I am Ethan." Ethan was delighted to be in a world he had wished for, where everyone looked the same. There was hope that he would finally be able to fit in. "I am Looksy," he pointed to his name tag with a smile. "Is it true that everyone here looks the same?" Ethan asked with excitement. "Yep, that's Welts for you. Come on, I'll show you around." Looksy and Ethan began zooming around the rolling hills. They stopped in the little town and gazed at all the cottages that looked the same, along with the blue trees. They met many people who looked the same. Everyone looked the same in the face, with the same eyes and hair color. Ethan watched as they ate the same food. Looksy took Ethan to a restaurant to eat. Looksy said, "The only kind of food we have here is called blue. The water we drink is blue." "This is so cool." Ethan was having a blast. "Nothing's too wide, small, big, or round. Nobody's too tall or too small. There's not a single mirror in sight," Ethan sang joyfully. Ethan turned around happily, but his smile suddenly faded. Looksy was nowhere to be found. His guide was gone. He was alone in a place that he was not accustomed to. Ethan looked for the man everywhere in the strange place. "Looksy!" Ethan called, "Looksy!" He grabbed the arm of someone passing over the hill. "Hey, look-see." The man gave him a sour look and turned away. "I'm Andy."
"Oh, I'm sorry,"
Ethan said and let the man go. Ethan kept searching, calling out for look-see. Finally, he stopped someone else on the hill. "Are you look-see?"
"I'm Lucky, a school teacher, not too loud," he said.
"My students are taking a test. Can you see my name tag here?"
"I am a teacher, as name tags are crucial here in Welts because everyone looks the same," the young man replied.
Ethan started to get worried as more and more people crowded the Blue Hills. Everyone had name tags on their shirts, but they were moving too fast, and he could not read the name tags. He watched students, teachers, and parents go to work. He couldn't tell who they were or what they were doing. Everyone looked the same.
"Maybe if I go back to where I met him, look-see will come and find me there," he thought.
Ethan turned back down the Blue Hills, trying to go the way he came, but he couldn't tell which way he should have turned. Everything looked the same. He raced up and down the hills, looking left and right for a suitable place to sleep, but he couldn't find it or look-see either. Everyone looked the same, and he could not tell one from another. He could not tell if any one of them was look-see. Too many people were moving fast, bouncing up and down over and around the Blue Hills. Ethan tried to spot their name tags, looking for look-see, but he couldn't tell which person was him. Finally, Ethan got tired and gave up. He sat in the middle of the hill, with the rest of the people of Welts rushing around him.
"You all right?" someone said.
Ethan looked up and found someone watching him, though he couldn't tell who it was. Everyone looked the same. Ethan began sobbing silently, wishing that, for once, everyone did not look the same. Ethan looked around Welts. People were walking around looking the same, things on all fours, even the cats, the dogs, and the mice, all looked the same. Buildings with no differences, the food they called blue had no flavor and no sign of culture. Nothing but just complete and utter blue. Suddenly, a box came flying over Ethan's head, and he ducked just in time to avoid the blow.
"Sorry about that," a little girl who looked the same but had thick glasses on said as she leaned over and picked up the box.
"I tripped, and the box slipped out of my hands," she cried.
"That's all right," Ethan smiled at her.
He felt relieved to meet somebody new. Maybe she could help him. They exchanged a moment of silence before Ethan said, "I'm Ethan."
"Harriet," the girl replied, pushing the glasses up on her face.
"Have I seen you from school?" Ethan remembered the thick glasses.
"Yeah.
I am the one our bully friend likes to call the fat girl names, and I'd rather not repeat them." Harriet pointed at someone behind Ethan. Ethan turned around and discovered Landon Woods standing behind him. He looked like everyone in the face, but Ethan recognized him from his shoes. He was the same guy who would stamp on Ethan's foot every day with those same shoes.
"Yikes!
How did you guys get here?" Ethan scratched his head. Harriet and Landon looked at each other.
"Let me begin," Harriet broke the silence. "I fell too far into my sleep and dreams. I wished I looked like everyone else. I just wanted to feel like I could fit in, and now I look the same as everyone else. In the other world, I was a plus size, and certain groups of people made fun of me and called me names because of my size. They made me feel ashamed, as if something was wrong with me. All because I am a plus size. They were so cruel. I began to feel depressed and decided to keep to myself without many friends." Ethan told his story and turned to Landon, whose personality changed into a nice, remorseful guy. I was sleeping, and the next thing I knew, I was here, Landon began, my mind took me to this place. While I was here, it has been too difficult for me. I used to make fun of kids, stepping on kids who looked different, their weight, looks, and skin color. I could only think about returning to our world to apologize for bullying people, Landon sighed. I'm sorry, Ethan.
That's commendable, Ethan remarked. I think Welts is the most boring place anyone could live in.
I have been stuck. It seems like I've been here forever, looking like everyone else with the same face. Both men and women look the same, and it feels weird. So, this place is the perfect punishment for me. Showing me the view of another planet like this has helped me appreciate different-looking people in our world. Landon added. Ethan nodded, taking a long look around the rolling blue hills of Welts. I'm getting kind of hungry, Ethan said, holding his stomach.
Let's get you some food then, Landon said.
The only problem is that everything tastes the same as blue, he smirked.
Sure, I could eat, Harriet replied with a smile.
Great, I'm starving too, Ethan continued. I'm hungry for pizza or Chinese food from our world.
I could even go for Mexican food.
Yeah, me too. Harriet sighed. All we have here is the same old tasteless, blue, she continued.
Not very much culture, right?
She said, laughing.
No culture at all.
Harriet, Landon, and Ethan wandered around the hills of Welts after having a bland, blue, tasteless meal. They looked at the houses, as they all looked the same. The cats, dogs, and even the mice all looked the same. All the rolling hills looked the same. On his way to school, one young boy warned Ethan to make sure he was always wearing his name tag.
Those are the rules, he said.
I'm looking to find my dad, who forgot his name tag. We can't go to school or work without them. Otherwise, we will be counted as being lost in the system because everyone looks the same here in Welts. The boy warned him to wear his name tag. He explained why it was so important.
Chapter 3. Activities. A scavenger hunt into nature.
Invite family or friends on a scavenger hunt outside into nature and bring friends or family members. Bring a paper bag, a pair of scissors for trimming, and tape. Take notice of all the trees and plants that are different from the rest. Collect your favorite items, flowers, grass, sand, feathers, sticks, seashells, and rocks. Collect all of the things you love in nature. After collecting your favorite items outside, use tape or glue to decorate your paper bag. Make it beautiful, fun, and interesting. Safe Kids Glue is good too. Enjoy!